Bonsoir à vous, vous êtes sur les ondes de votre radio locale RDIWA 107.5 FM dans la zone couverte par l'émetteur et sur le net partout ailleurs via le site de la radio à la recherche du groove perdu, session 201, émission centrée sur les musiques, les peuples et leurs histoires, diffusion le lundi à 21h et rediffusion le jeudi à 10h. Ce soir, première émission d'une série qui en compte 5 consacrées aux chansons contestataires, engagées, protestataires, peu importe comment on les nomme, les protest songs comme disent les anglophones, un vaste sujet très divers dans les sujets abordés et qui réfère à différentes luttes, luttes des classes, ségrégation, fascisme, esclavage, colonialisme, mondialisation, néolibéralisme, syndicalisme, pacifisme, autant de mots et de luttes qui résonnent à travers des milliers de chansons et ce sur tous les continents, d'où la difficulté pour arriver à synthétiser tout ça. La première émission est dédiée au folk et blues blanc des années 30 aux années 60 avec des noms comme ceux de Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, Cisco Houston, Barbara Dane. La liste de ce soir est encore plus fournie et va essayer de ratisser le plus large possible. Pour remonter à la source de tout ce qu'on va écouter ce soir, il faut remonter en 1888 avec la création de l'American Folklore Society qui marque le début des enregistrements de terrain qui vont tant influencer le courant folk à venir. Cette société se propose de collecter le plus rapidement possible les vestiges du folklore de la terre américaine avant qu'ils ne disparaissent. Ballades, contes et histoire des anglo-irlandais, folklore des noirs des états du sud, folklore des nations indiennes, folklore français, chansons mexicaines, bref, les chansons de tous les peuples qui composent alors les États-Unis d'Amérique. À partir de là, de nombreux chercheurs de sons, qu'on nommera plus tard ethnomusicologues, vont sillonner les États-Unis pour enregistrer des dizaines de milliers de cylindres et de disques. Ces hommes vont interviewer, annoter pour finalement fixer le folklore américain. On connaît bien le nom de Anna Lomax car il a été largement médiatisé ces dernières années, mais beaucoup moins ceux de ses prédécesseurs, et ils sont nombreux. Son père John Lomax, Howard Odom, Guy Johnson, Frank Brown, Phillips Barry ou encore Charles Seeger, le père de Pete Seeger qu'on écoutera tout à l'heure. Pour la petite histoire, le premier enregistré fut en 1889, Jesse Walter Fuchs. Pour le premier morceau du jour, on va écouter un de ses enregistrements de terrain. Il date du début du 20e et a été capté par Frances Densmore. Cette femme, née en 1867, était spécialisée dans la culture et la musique amérindienne. Une pièce de musée, donc, pour démarrer cette émission. À toutes.
I was hanging around a deep end town one day when I thought I overheard a soldier say,
soldier say,
every tank in my camp has that UAW stamp, and I'm UAW too, I'm proud to say.
It's that UAW-CIO, make that army roll and go, turning out the jeeps and tanks, the airplanes every day.
Parmi ces enregistrements terrain, la musique des Noirs du sud des États-Unis est fortement représenté. Ce folklore sudiste va nourrir musicalement le mouvement antiraciste, antifasciste, socialiste et pro-syndical, celui de la gauche américaine de l'époque. Ce mouvement contestataire est incarné dès le début des années 30 par Woody Guthrie, le folkeux engagé par excellence qui va ouvrir la voie à tous les autres. Ce grand monsieur est né en 1912 et il a vadrouillé un peu partout avec sa guitare dès l'adolescence avant de s'installer en Californie au début des années 30. C'est là-bas qu'il a acquis son statut de chanteur contestataire en s'opposant aux milices des entreprises fruitières de l'État. Il ira ensuite à New York dans les années 40 et distillera son message auprès de la jeune génération. On écoute deux morceaux de Woody Guthrie, dont le premier, This Land Is Your Land, un chant de ralliement de l'Amérique des travailleurs et des laissés pour compte. Le second morceau a été écrit sur le massacre de Ludlow, où 26 grévistes ont trouvé la mort le 20 avril 1914 suite à l'affrontement avec une milice privée à la solde de l'entreprise Colorado Fuel. On s'écoute ces deux morceaux de Woody Guthrie. À toutes.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling in the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling, and the voice coming chanting, fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me.
It was early springtime and the strike was on. It drove us miners out of doors, out from the houses that the company owned. We moved into tents up at old Ludlow. I was worried bad about my children, soldiers guarding the railroad bridge. Every once in a while a bullet would fly, kick up gravel under my feet. We were so afraid you'd kill our children, dug us a cave that's 7 foot deep, carried our young ones and a pregnant woman down inside. inside the cave to sleep. That very night you soldiers waited till all us miners was asleep. You snuck around our little tent town, soaked our tents with your kerosene. You struck a match and the blaze it started. You pulled the triggers of your Gatling guns. I made a run for the children, but a firewall stopped me. 13 children died from your guns. I carried my blanket to a wire fence corner, watched the fire till the blaze died down. I helped some people drag their belongings while your bullets killed us all around. I never will forget the look on the faces of the men and women that awful day when we stood around to preach their funeral and to lay the corpse of the dead away. We told the Colorado governor to phone the president.
Dans les années 30, c'est peu à peu et autour de vrais musiciens sudistes immigrés à New York que se développe le courant folk animé par Pete Seeger. Dans le quartier de Greenwich Village, Pete Seeger, c'est l'autre grande figure de la protest song américaine avec Woody Guthrie. Il n'est mort que très récemment, en 2014, on l'écoute sur deux morceaux. Pete Seeger.
Last night I had the strangest dream I never dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war. I dreamed I saw a mighty room. The room was full of men, and the paper they were signing said they'd never fight again. And when the paper was all signed and a million copies made, they all joined hands and bowed their heads, and grateful prayers were prayed. And the people in the streets below were dancing round and round, and swords and guns and uniforms were scattered on the ground. Last night I had the strangest dream I never dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war. I dreamed I saw a mighty room. The room was full of men, and the paper they were signing said they'd never fight again. Last night I had the strangest dream I never dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war.
Old Joe Clark, the preacher's son, preached all over the plain. The only text he ever knew was high-low jack in the game. Round, around, old Joe Clark, round and round, I say. Round, around, old Joe Clark, I'm going away. Joe Clark had a mule, his name was Tommy Brown. Every tooth in that mule's head was 16 inches around. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, fare thee well, I say. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, I'm a-going away. Old Joe Clark had a yeller cat. She'd neither sing or pray. She stuck her head in the buttermilk jar and washed her sins away. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, fare thee well, I say. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, I'm going away. Old Joe Clark had a house 16 stories high. Every story in that house was full of chicken pie. Round and round, old Joe Clark, round and round, I say. Round and round, old Joe Clark, I'm going away. I went down to old Joe's house, he's invited me to supper. I stumped my toe on the table leg and stuck my nose in the butter. Oh, fare thee well, old Joe Clark, fare thee well, I say. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, I'm going away. Now I wouldn't marry a widow, tell you the reason why. She'd have so many children, she'd make those biscuits fly. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, fare thee well, I say. Fare thee well, old Joe Clark, I'm going away. Miles of mountain road, 15 miles of sand. If ever I travel this road again, I'll be a married man.
À partir de 1938, Pete Seeger écume les archives musicales à la Bibliothèque du Congrès avec Alan Lomax, où il compile toutes sortes de chansons traditionnelles avant de poursuivre sa quête en allant directement à la rencontre des chanteurs de l'Amérique profonde. C'est ce qui l'amène à rencontrer le bluesman Lead Belly, puis en 1940 Woody Guthrie ensemble. Ils fondent les Almanac Singers, qui sort un premier album dans la foulée. Le groupe joue beaucoup de chansons militantes pour les syndicats du CIO, des chansons pacifistes dans un premier temps, puis après l'invasion de l'Union soviétique par l'Allemagne nazie, des chansons antifascistes. Un groupe qui répétait peu, uniquement sur scène et en studio, autant dire quasiment jamais. On s'écoute deux morceaux des Almanac Singers.
Rock, rock, I say. Rock, rock, old Joe Clark, I'm gonna wait.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever.
Blood shall run. There can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong.
It is we who plowed the prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines and built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving mid the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong.
They have taken taken untold millions that they never toiled to earn. But without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel can turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong.
In our hands is placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of atoms magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the union makes us strong.
From all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
My daddy was a miner, and I'm a miner's son, and I'll stick with the union till every battle's won.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a union man or a thug for J.H. Blair.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Oh, workers, can you stand it? Oh, tell me how you can. Will you be a lousy scab or will you be a man?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Don't scab for the bosses. Don't listen to their lies. Us poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
C'était les Almanac Singers, morceau repris par le rappeur Beat Dolan, autre chanteur dans cette même sphère politico-folk d'avant-guerre, ami de Woody Guthrie. Il s'agit de Cisco Houston. Il a lui aussi beaucoup chanté les trimardeurs, les travailleurs journaliers, les vagabonds, les pauvres. Exemple ici avec The Tramp, Cisco Houston.
So just keep on tramping, the best thing you can do. He walked up and down the street till the shoes fell off his feet. In a house he spied a lady making stew, and he said, how do you do? Can I chop some wood for you? What the lady told him made him feel quite blue. She said, tramp, 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 keep on a tramping, nothing doing here for you. And if I see you round again, you will wear the ball and chain. So just keep on tramping, that's the best thing you can do. Across the street a sign he read, work for Jesus, so it said. And he said, here is my chance, I'll surely try. And he knelt upon the floor till his knees got mighty sore. But at eating time he heard the preacher cry. Tramp, 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 keep on a tramping, nothing doing here for you. Well, if I catch you round again, you will wear the ball and chain. So just keep on tramping, the best thing you can do. Down the street he met a cop, and the copper made him stop. And he asked him, when did you blow into town? Come with me up to the judge, but the judge he said, oh fudge, bums that have no money needn't come around. So it's tramp, 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 keep on a tramping, there's nothing doing here for you. And if I catch you round again, you will wear the ball and chain, so just keep on tramping, the best thing you can do. Finally came that happy day when his life did pass away. He was sure to go to heaven when he died. When he reached that pearly gate, Santa Peter, mean old skate, slammed the gate right in his face and loudly cried, tramp, 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 keep on a-tramping, nothing doing here for you. If I catch you round again, you will wear the ball and chain, so just keep on tramping, the best thing you can do. In despair he went to hell with a devil for to dwell, for the reason he'd no other place to go. And he said, I'm full of sin, so for Christ's sake let me in. But the devil said, oh beat it, you're a bow. Tramp, 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 keep on a tramping, nothing doing here for you. If I catch you round again, you will wear the ball and chain, so just keep on tramping, the best thing you can do. Yes, it's tramp, 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 keep on a-tramping, there's nothing doing here for you. And if I catch you round again, you will wear the ball and chain, so just keep on tramping, that's the best thing you can do.
C'était Cisco Houston, dernier chanteur de cette première partie d'émission centrée sur les pionniers des protestes songs aux États-Unis. Il s'agit de Bob Miller, beaucoup moins connu que ses collègues folkeux. Il a œuvré dans un répertoire entre blues et country entre les années 20 et 1955, année de sa disparition. Bob Miller, Bank Fellers. Been working harder than mules. By skipping, we saved a few dollars. Put them in a big bank vault. Something is wrong, cause that money is gone, and it certainly isn't our fault. If you play in water, you're bound to get wet. What's the use of working if we stay in debt? We gotta break our backs and continue paying tax. Good people, we're a bloat upset. Just why our money went bye-bye, nobody seems to explain. Times are hard, ain't it a shame? We gotta pay those taxes again. Our clothes are slouchy and ragged, our hearts are burdened with care. The failure of the national banks is nearly more than we can bear. If you play in water, you're bound to get wet. What's the use of working if we stay in debt? We gotta break our backs and continue paying tax. Good people, we're a bloat upset. If banks ain't safe for us people, why then allow them to run? Big iron vaults can't open themselves. Folks, something's gotta be done. Our hard-earned money's gone bye-bye, gone in that big bank crash. We're in a mess, folks, a terrible mess. Can't get credit and we ain't got cash. If you play in water, you're bound to get wet. What's the use of working if we stay in debt? We gotta break our backs and continue paying tax. Good people, we're a bloat upset. If you play in water, you're bound to get wet. What's the use of working if we stay in debt? We gotta break our backs and continue paying tax. Good people, we're a bloat upset. À la recherche du groove perdu, session numéro 201, première émission sur les protest songs centrés sur le folk et blues blanc des années 30 aux années 60. Après les pionniers comme Pete Seeger, qui ont été actifs des années 30 et 40, place à la relève des années 50, comme Ramblin' Jack Elliott, un disciple de Guthrie, actif dès le début des années 50, bien avant le boom folk des années 60, Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
Singing and dancing is heard everywhere. I'll let you shake hands with the people you see and watch the kids dance around the big Christmas tree. There's talking and laughing and songs in the air, and the spirit of Christmas is there everywhere. Before you know it, you're friends with us all, and you're dancing around and around in the hall. You ask about work and you ask about pay. They'll tell you they make less than a dollar a day, working their copper claims, risking their lives. So it's fun to spend Christmas with children and wives. A little girl sits down by the Christmas tree lights to play the piano, so you gotta keep quiet. Here all is fun, you would not realize that the copper boss thug men are milling outside. The copper boss thugs stuck their heads in the door. One of them yelled and he screamed, "There's a fire." A lady, she hollered, "There's no such a thing. Keep on with your party, there's no such a thing." A few people rushed and there's only a few. It's just the thugs and the scabs fooling you. A man grabbed his daughter and he carried her down, but the thugs held the door and he could not get out. And then others followed, 100 or more, but most everybody remained on the floor. The gun thugs, they laughed at their murderous joke, and the children were smothered on the stairs by the door. Such a terrible sight I never did see. We carried our children back up to their tree. The scabs outside still laughed at their spree, and the children that died, there were 73. Piano played a slow funeral tune, and the town was lit up by a cold Christmas moon. The parents, they cried, and the miners, they moaned. See what your greed for money has done.
Après Ramblin' Jack Elliott, on va s'intéresser à Barbara Dane, chanteuse et guitariste qui a précédé et ouvert la voie au mouvement du blues revival urbain des années 60. Pro-communiste, elle s'est beaucoup impliquée également dans la défense des droits civiques dès les années 50 et a enregistré avec de nombreux bluesmen noirs comme Memphis Slim, Little Brother Montgomery, Lightning Hopkins ou Muddy Waters. Ça lui a valu d'être la première artiste blanche à qui la revue Ebony a consacré un article en entier en 1959. Elle est encore vivante aux dernières nouvelles et joue encore il n'y a pas si longtemps que ça sur quelques scènes en Californie. On l'écoute sur deux morceaux. Le premier est un texte de Woody Guthrie qu'elle a repris à son compte, Deportee, chanson écrite sur la migration et les sorts faits aux migrants. C'est un fait divers qui a inspiré Guthrie. Un avion par lequel des ouvriers mexicains étaient expulsés vers leur pays s'était écrasé à Los Gatos, ne laissant aucun survivant. Et le journaliste qui donnait l'information à la radio avait précisé que ce n'était que des expulsés. Guthrie choisit de leur donner des noms dans ce texte. Adieu mon Juan, adieu Rosalita, adios mis amigos, Jesús y María, vous n'aurez pas de nom quand vous volerez dans le gros avion et la seule façon dont ils vous appelleront sera expulsé. Il raconte le travail dans les vergers de ces hommes et de ces femmes, de leurs parents et de leurs grands-parents qui n'ont jamais pu économiser un sou, de leurs frères, de leurs sœurs morts au travail, illégaux, rejetés, chassés comme des hors-la-loi qui meurent chaque côté du fleuve. Et il demande si c'est le meilleur moyen de faire croître les vergers, de faire pousser des gros fruits que de tomber comme des feuilles sans autre nom qu'expulser. On écoute cette version de Barbara Dane, Deporting.
Crops are all in, and the peach trees are rotting, and the oranges are piled in the chrysoderms. Well, you're flying them back to the Mexican border to pay all their money to wave back again. Goodbye to you, Juan, and goodbye, Rosalita. Goodbye, mi amigo, Jesús and Maria. You won't have a name when you fly the big airplane, and all they will call you is just deportee. My father's own father, he waded that river. Well, they took all the money that he made in his life. My sisters and brothers came working the fruit tree, and they rode in the truck till they took down. Goodbye to you, Juan. Goodbye, Rosalita. Goodbye, mi amigo, Jesús and Maria. You won't have a name when you fly the big airplane. Oh, all they will call you is just deportee. Now some of us are illegal and some are not wanted. Our work contract's out and we've got to move on. 600 miles to the Mexican border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. Goodbye to you, Juan, and goodbye, Rosalita. Goodbye, oh, mi amigo, Jesus and Maria. Oh, you won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you is just deportee. Well, we died in your hills, and we died in your desert, and we died in your valleys, and we died on your plain. We died beneath your trees, and we died beneath the bushes. Both sides of the river, we died just the same. Goodbye to you, Juan, goodbye, Rosalita. Goodbye, mi amigo, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, all they will call you will be deportee. Well, the sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. A fireball of lightning shook all our hills. Who are all those people all scattered like dry leaves? Well, the radio says you're just deportees. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? To fall like dry leaves and rot on your topsoil and be called by no name except deportees. Goodbye to you, Juan. Goodbye, Rosalita. Goodbye, mi amigo Jesus de Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. We're all they will call you will be
thank you.
c'était Barbara Dane. Pendant longtemps, ce courant folk est demeuré très limité en termes d'audience et marginal, mais il devient brusquement, à la fin des années 50, la musique favorite des étudiants des campus universitaires du Nord, qui en font le symbole de leur protestation contre la société Yankee. Ce courant folk induit un grand intérêt pour toutes les formes anciennes des musiques sudies, c'est-à-dire acoustiques. Nombre de jeunes nordistes vont se mettre à collectionner les disques de blues des années 20 et 30 et à vénérer ses protagonistes pour finir par les sortir de l'oubli, comme Mississippi John Hurt, Skip James, Booker White ou Son House. Ils retrouvent une seconde jeunesse et se remettent à jouer en public après des décennies passées dans l'ombre. Parmi ces jeunes fans de blues figure Dave Van Ronk, le meilleur des folk singers des années 60 pour moi. C'est lui qui a appris la guitare à un autre jeune de cette époque, qui est devenu beaucoup plus connu que lui-même par la suite, Robert Zimmerman alias Bob Dylan. Dylan lui a semble-t-il pompé pas mal de choses et ça a fait couler beaucoup d'encre. Peu importe, Van Ronk était un boss de l'ombre qui n'a jamais voulu rendre sa musique plus commerciale, comme l'a fait un peu plus tard Dylan avec son folk rock. C'est lui qui a inspiré le film des frères Cohen Inside Llewyn Davis. C'était un guitariste virtuose, qui plus est doté d'une voix puissante, ce qui fait toute la différence avec bon nombre de ses collègues folk singers. On l'écoute sur deux morceaux, dont le premier inspiré par un enregistrement de 1909 de John Lomax, qui avait découvert au fin fond du Texas une femme en train de chanter en lavant le linge. La chanson s'appelle Dink's Song et Van Ronk la chante super bien. On l'écoute sur deux morceaux, Dave Van Ronk. It's a long road that has no end. If I had wings like Nora's dove, I'd fly up the river.
buggin' mean and evil don't mean me no good. Bedbugging mean and evil don't mean me no good. Thinks he's a woodpecker, my poor body's a piece of wood. Bedbugs as big as a jackass will bite you and stand and grin. Bedbugs as big as a jackass will bite you and stand and grin. You know, they tell the other bedbugs it's dinner time, better all begin. I go to bed at nine, I wonder how a poor boy can sleep. I go to bed at nine, I wonder how a poor boy can sleep. One is holding my hands while the others is biting my feet. I pace the floor at nine, I'm so tired, I'm about to drop dead. I pace the floor at night, I'm so tired, I'm about to drop dead. You know the damn little bedbugs won't let me get into bed. So they were moaning in the corner while I was trying to sleep. So they were moaning in the corner while I was trying to sleep. It was a bedbug mother praying, Lord, give my children more to eat. I got myself a wishbone, these bugs, they got my goat. You know I got myself a wishbone, these bugs, they got my goat. You know I wish every one of them would cut their own goddamn throat. Mean and evil don't mean me no good. Bedbug and mean and evil don't mean me no good. Thinks he's a woodpecker, my poor body's a piece of wood.
On enchaîne avec le folk le plus connu de cette période des années 60, Bob Dylan, qui enregistrera son premier album en 1962. Cet album fut une pièce maîtresse du courant folk blues. On peut dire ce qu'on veut de Dylan, sa voix pas toujours juste, une inspiration peut-être non assumée auprès de ceux qui l'ont formé comme Dave Van Ronk. Il n'en reste pas moins un sacré parolier qui a d'ailleurs été couronné récemment par le prix Nobel de littérature. Il n'y a qu'à jeter un œil aux traductions de ses chansons pour s'en rendre compte. On écoute trois morceaux du début de sa carrière, trois morceaux fondateurs, Blowing in the Wind. Il y aura ensuite The Time They Are Changing et enfin Masters of War, Bob Dylan. Before they're allowed to be free. Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
People, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind discs, I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy, you play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive, a world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled, fear to bring children into the world, before threatening my baby unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know, I'm younger than you, that even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find, when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I'll watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed, and I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Voilà pour cette première émission consacrée aux protest songs centrés sur le mouvement folk et blues blanc des années 30 aux années 60. Celle qui va nous accompagner pour ces dernières minutes sera Joan Baez. Elle interprète ici un cantique composé par un esclave jamaïcain, All My Trials. Bonne soirée, bonne semaine sur RDIWA. Ciao.
Chills the body, but not the soul. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. I've got a little book with pages 3, and every page spells liberty. All my trials, Lord. but never mind. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. If living were a thing that money could buy, you know the rich would live and the poor would die. Too late, my brother.